Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Move on, Joe.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
What's happening, everybody? Tuesday morning, worst day of the week, but we're going to make it a good one.
It's the holidays. There is no worst day of the week.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
Mondays are, you know, you suck it up and you do it, and then Tuesday, the reality hits in that you get more time.
But if you love your job, every day is the best.
You could have just stopped there.
Wow.
Because you got to love your job.
You know?
I'm not getting into that right now.
Well, then that's a no. I need your advice.
That looks like Steve Kerr likes his job right now.
Yeah, we'll get into that. And then
Brandon Ayuk doesn't like his job. Kuminga doesn't like his job.
I don't know what Ayuk's doing. And Tupac said only God can judge. But I need your help about friendship. All right?
I can't help you.
I get home, go to the mailbox yesterday, and there's a card from Christy and the lovely Mark Willard.
Nice.
With the family, the kids, it was beautiful.
Nice.
So what do you think I do right after?
Send him a card.
No, I send both of them a thank you.
Oh.
Text.
Okay.
Nothing back. And I guess it's taken away from the card. It has nothing to do with us.
So he sends you a card, you say thank you.
To both of them.
And you're mad that he hasn't said,
not mad.
You're welcome.
Concerned.
They'll say you're welcome today.
All right.
They're usually still alive.
Usually they text
back. As far as we know.
We got a thing going, the three of us. But it might be the crossover yesterday. I don't know. But anyway, let's get it.
Yeah.
Oh, he just texted. Yeah, I put up the bad signal. Let's see what he said. I love my job and my friends. He put the heart emoji. We're good. What you got?
So, I think today we're going to spend a good portion of the show deciphering.
Right, what a word. Evan laid it on me.
I mean, you know, we're going to talk about Brandon Ayuk for sure today and the 49ers. But something just happened that's pretty unusual involving one of our owners. And I just want to know what people think of it.
I'm not going.
So this has been confirmed by Raymond Ritter, the Warriors president of communications.
R double.
And a fan sent Joe Lacob an email. And 2 minutes after the guy sent Joe Lacob an email, Lacob responded to the guy.
Wow.
And it's all on the up and up. Raymond Ritter confirmed that, yeah, Joe got back to this fan. And this exchange between the fan and Joe Lacob, I think is pretty interesting. So I'm going to read you what the fan wrote to Lacob and then what Lacob wrote back. All right. Dear Joe, please do something about this team. What does Steph need to do every night to win? Drop 50 points? The team is in need of a real second option. Jimmy's tools are being underutilized because he's playing as a power forward due to the small position players. We have no true center. I am so frustrated. 2 minutes later, Joe Lacob gets back to the gentleman.
The real Joe Lacob.
And says, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy is not the problem. What does it all mean?
That there is major confusion going on with the 13 and 14 Golden State Warriors. And I'm going to be real. We all know that Steve Kerr, the rat on the table, as it's kind of brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is the, and I'm not trying to be TNT drama, but Joe Lacob to me right there had to be, Steiny, he probably popped out of a straitjacket because he's hearing all the noise. He's biting his tongue like a professional does, but he wants to answer all these fans that think he's just sitting back and liking what he's seeing. But when I hear league trends, that tells me he knows what he's going up against nightly. His team doesn't have a lot of length and athleticism. Okay, check that box to me. Two, he or others may want Kuminga or any other Warrior player to get more minutes, less minutes, but the coach's desire is something that he is giving respect to and may not agree with it, so there could be some friction. But I'm telling you, I appreciate Lacob answering that because it symbolizes to me something's going on more than just bad basketball to where this team's 13 and 14.
Yeah, I think obviously Lacob's not happy with 13 and 14, but I do think it goes deeper than their record. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard Draymond Green talking the other day about we're only 27 games in, nobody's panicking. I don't know that.
Wow.
And I mean, the way I look at it is, okay, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. All right, that's something you say. We're doing our due diligence.
But to let you know he's frustrated real quick is big too.
Yeah, of course he is.
Okay.
The fact that it's complicated. What's complicated? So they're $264,000 under the second apron. So if they hit that, they're hard capped. So they do still have a couple limitations on what they can do. They can't move Kuminga for a month. That's got to be part of the complication, I got to believe. But this whole thing about a style of play and coaches' desires regarding players.
That's complicated. So to me, he has a disagreement or a different philosophy than what Kerr's using.
I mean, this is...
to me.
Okay. I mean, to me, it says that, yeah, when I read this, I feel like, yeah, Kerr's involved in this, for sure. You know, league trends and style of play, I think he sees what we all see.
No doubt.
That they've got some old guys
yes.
who can't play with the energy they need, and then the young guys either aren't playing enough for him, or when they play, they're too inconsistent. But I think this shows that Lacob knows they're in a little trouble.
Yeah, and it's more than Kuminga.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
That's what I took from him responding. And as an owner, I give him all the credit in the world. And I'm sure, you know, people behind the scene, Steiny didn't like him responding. Or that's too strong. But, you know, you normally don't expect a response. But we know when he got booed on Chris Mullin retirement night, Jersey retirement night, that this dude's got not just an ego, he's a winner. And he wants to win and he's not comfortable. But I'm trying not to worry about the dubs, and maybe I'm doing too much, Donnie, but right now it doesn't look like we have what the rest of the league has, and I'm even talking about bad. I'm watching Utah last night, mm-hmm. Utah and Dallas. Utah has some athleticism, Donnie. There's nothing else I wanted to switch with Utah, but they got some players that we don't have outside of the big three. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the other thing is that this does give an indication there is, it's just way more than just Jonathan Kuminga right now.
No doubt about it.
And the one thing the one thing that's going to come to a head today, I mean, not come to a head, but we're going to get an answer today.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we're going to have a Jimmy Butler story tomorrow. Guaranteed. How do you know that, Steiny? Well, I'll tell you. Warriors play on Sunday. They play against the Portland Trail Blazers, and Steve Kerr talks about Jimmy Butler, and he brings in the 11 shots.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't want to say he needs to shoot more, and da 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 da, but Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
So then I see today, Nick Friedel wrote a story about Jimmy Butler, and it might be time for him to get more aggressive. And he used the Kerr quotes, and he also used a couple quotes from Draymond Green about Draymond saying he's got to do a better job of getting Butler involved. But they didn't have practice yesterday.
Okay.
So
he ain't been asked about it.
Nick Friedel will, I guarantee you, Butler's going to be asked about this today at practice.
All right.
And so we'll get some clarity there.
This is all I've been asking for, remember?
Yeah.
I want to hear, wow.
So I think, first of all, I don't have a strong opinion about Joe Lacob getting back to a fan.
It's pretty cool, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he can do what he wants. Yeah. That's who he is.
He can be in his triple penthouse. Like, you peasants, I'm not responding. And he responded because he cares. But I will say this, because I'm excited as a Warrior fan, that I want Jimmy's response to, hey, can you do more?
Oh, and he'll say the right things.
Or he may not. Yeah. But the bottom line is, I love that that subject's being broached. Now, I do have to ask you this. It sounds like Joe Lacob, and I'm doing a lot of interpreting, he didn't mention that he wanted more from Jimmy Butler, because he kind of defended Jimmy.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. He said Jimmy Butler's not the problem.
Yeah, that he did say.
Jimmy is not the problem.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know.
I'm excited about how Jimmy responds. Because all I really want is just some more from him. That's all we all want.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're trying to decipher what Joe Lacob was really talking about. He got back to a fan. A fan emailed Joe Lacob telling him he was frustrated. Butler's not working. The team's not... And Joe Lacob got back to him in 2 minutes and said, well, you can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play. Coaches' desires regarding players.
That's heavy.
League trends. Jimmy is not the problem. 888-957-9570. Coming up at 11:30, we got Ross Tucker. So we'll do some Warriors, and then we'll get into the NFL for sure.
Yeah.
Ross Tucker, 11:30, NFL Odyssey Insider. That segment was brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.